You've been placed on hold. Please wait.
Evening.
Sorry, mate, just chatting to my nose and neck, it's exhausting.
Okay. Just quickly, the reason I,
yep.
on the jet thing,
yep.
part of the reason for the jet group, as opposed to jet group service, is obviously it acts as a bit of a camouflage. If we file some accounts, let's say £1 in, £1 out, or no pounds in, no pounds out,
yeah.
it's obvious which company they can attack. So I agree we can do it. I would just basically let you know my thoughts are. I'm basically wondering if we just bang some cash into it and then bang some cash out of it and then bang some bitches.
I tried to imply this a month ago. I tried to say just run some money through the account.
But is it too late now? Anyway, I need to be driving money. Is it too late? Because ultimately we're talking about last year anyway. We might be able to make up some predicted sales that never end up happening, and they get reversed
yeah.
the following year. So, for example, you know, debtors, £1 million.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Okay, let's do something like that.
But, you know, that's why, because obviously, I just wanted to let you know that's why I'm just going to file it, £1, £1. It's just for that. Mm-hmm. So I'll speak to Abby on Monday and we'll get them done.
Well, no. This is why I said something like that in an email over a month ago when I started carrying on about that. So let's just do that and then get it filed. And then it's just one company out of the way, isn't it? That's all.
All right, mate. I just want to know more. I think it was that one.
Okay, cool.
I didn't open this up, but I've got like some shortcuts. I must have clicked on it last day. I'm just looking at it, and it's just like, you know, there's 20 grand places away, popped up in Banff or whatever. And, so just have a think. So basically, if you do want to get some sort of property and stability and blah, blah, right?
Yeah.
I can try and help you in terms of however it works for money, blah, blah, but ultimately, you know what I can do. I can do some stuff in Staffordshire or Cheshire, and I can do some stuff in, if it's not ridiculous, it's strength of overseas. So just have a think about it.
I mean, Bulgaria route is probably more preferable to me, in a way.
I'm happy with anything, mate.
So
basically, if we can, you know,
I'm hesitating because
I don't want to be too nice to you at the moment. But ultimately, like, you know, what we talked about before, blah blah blah. It can work with something, whatever. Basically, mate, I've said to you before, like, you know, I've said to you, if you want to leave, right? You know, I don't want to fucking leave, mate. I don't want you to leave because you're a friend. I don't want you to leave because we need you. But I'm a stubborn prick, and that's what we're always saying.
Yeah.
I'll be like, everyone's leaving, George. Yeah, that's fine. But there's no company, George. Yeah, that's okay. I'll sort it out. How will you sort that out, dude? Don't you worry about that. In my head, I'll be like, no.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is, mate, you know, which is great for, there's potential benefits. You know, I do understand, you know, you're free, blah, blah, nice to have some security, you can make it work, tax-wise, we'll have a benefit as well.
Yeah.
If we can't, no big shakes. Have a little think about it, and if we
can,
because we may as well just fucking get on with it, mate.
Because the Bulgaria route is probably, in a way, well, it does involve putting some money up, because you've obviously paid for those properties. But, I mean, it's just quite cheap anyway.
Yeah, but, like, say the property's in Stats, right?
Yeah.
They've got a flat to give you for 70 grand, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you give it to you, obviously. Well, first, it's not mine. Actually, there's Adam and Jamie. The ones that you would like, which are the new ones that have been done up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you obviously would have to say, well, okay, well, look, well, why don't we... We'll give you that over 2 years, 3 years, or whatever it works at. Do you know what I mean? But similarly, if you want something, yeah, obviously it's cheaper to buy in Bulgaria, so it's whatever, mate. Just open book, we can have a look at various things, blah, blah. But just because we picked up on, well, just because we haven't really been talking about much stuff like that recently, and it's worth having a thing. And I do notice when you're under stress with your home environment, mate. still affect you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it would affect me. It would affect me.
Yeah. I think the Bulgaria route as well is preferable. A, it's sort of cheaper to pay off, because I presume at some point, if I'm going to buy it outright at some point, I'm looking at it from that point of view. Plus, there's a limited window of time, potentially.
Limited window of what?
Well, there's a limited amount of time with Brexit, isn't there? So you'd want to get it before March. That's what I'm trying to
do. I can't even bear to listen to the Brexit stuff, mate.
No, no, but, yeah.
I literally am trying to line up a wife.
Well, just, yeah, there we go. That's another reason for that.
We can go anywhere in Europe without a blink of an eye, and now we're going to have to go through the fucking protocols if we're fucking lepers.
But, anyway.
Also, my fucking house, right?
Yeah. Well,
no, I don't want to sell it. It's irrelevant. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know that it's worth money. All right, mate, so have a think about it. Have a look. When it's online, have a look at some things and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what would be the way it gets structured in your mind?
I don't really have any structure. Well, maybe we could give you the flat, or I don't know. Right. Like, well, ideally, I mean, it depends what you want as well. Like, you know, like if you want to own it, then it's different to if the company owns it. You know, the company could own it and give you a life sentence, so you always know it's yours. Or you can be basically giving it in lieu of pay or something or whatever. I don't know. I honestly haven't thought about it.
I kind of see it as, something that I would want to own in my name eventually. Okay. And so it's effectively whatever arrangement it is it gets bought and the money is somehow sort of lent to me and I pay it back.
Okay. Effectively, you want to be in a situation where you have your own place.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for me, I want to be independent. That's the key thing for me.
Well, you know, I wouldn't personally suggest that because I like to control everything because I'm a fucking freak. But I think owning your own house is probably fair enough.
Look, the half the reason why I don't want to be renting is I literally have gone from place to place over the last few years. Moving in, get on with the landlord, and then the next thing is the landlord wants to sell the bloody place. So, I just have no control of that, and that really peeves me off, to be honest, because it always happens at an awkward time.
Well, it's also just the feeling of home.
Yeah.
Not being in control of your own, like, where you go at night and where you have and all the shit is and stuff, and it could just be... No, it's that yeah. Now. Fuck mm-hmm. No, you just...
So,
I get it. I completely get it. Okay, fine. Cool. I'll have a look. You have a look. We'll talk.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. Nice. Catch you in a bit. Bye. Kitty Caddy wants something.